You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godspropheticoutreachministry.com.
Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God.
He will have mercy upon him. Call upon him. Let the wicked forsake their ways. If they look around now, the wicked is more in tune with their ways like never before. They call it right wrong and wrong right. They're doing everything in their power to do what's right. I see these commercials that they have on TV about these dogs and cats. They say, oh, give them $19 a month because that dog, 6,000 or 8,000 years ago, nobody gave $19 to save him. He was doing, Isaiah said he was running up and down the street and on his own. But now he can't take care of himself. He had forgot how to survive. And they want us to give $19 a month. They don't say give no children nothing. They say give the dog something. They call that right. If you hit a dog or run over a dog, you better call the police. You better call it. Because if you call the police, he's going to want you to stay right there so you can make your report. If you hit a human, you can run on down the road. Don't make no difference. If one of us step in front of a car or something like that and we hit them, just keep on going. Because a human life is not worth anything. Jesus said, in the last days this shall happen. Men shall become lovers of pleasure. Men shall become lover of animals, lover of the earth, lover of different things. And I tell you right now, if a dog get hit, their master go to cry like, oh, my baby, oh, my little baby, oh, he kissing the baby. Kiss him in the mouth. That's what they do with their baby. Everybody don't do that, but a lot of people do that. I saw Oprah over there kissing a dog. A lot of them be kissing them. Oh, my sweet dog. Mwah. My sweet dog going to be outside, and I ain't going to give him nothing to eat. He got to find it for me. Thank you, Lord. I'm telling you. Because they believe that it's all right. Can I get a witness? But lovers of humans, if you see a human down, you see a human in need, you pass on by them, don't even do nothing for them. And they sang a song now, a gospel song, over these dogs are giving. You had to do that, sang a gospel song. Listen at the commercial. They do all that for a dog. I tell my slow song, and it'll touch you for your dog. If I have a dog, he got to fend for himself. The dog, you have to spend $400, $500, $600, $700 for dog food in a year or more. And shots in a year or more. You got to do all that Let the wicked forsake their way. People are now more wicked than they ever been before. They don't want to forsake their way. Why? Because they believe in their heart that they got everything going right. I'm going to tell you something. The scripture has not changed. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. I don't care how much of sin that you tamper with. I don't care how much you have it behind the door. You don't need to forsake yourself. I tell you right now, we got more people now engaging in any kind of things, and they're calling it all right. We got these women and men calling each other, it's all right. This is my shibu. This is my boo. Let me tell you something. No matter what, we need to pray for them, that their eyes become open, that they forsake their ways. Because he said, let the wicked forsake their ways. Hallelujah. Come on.
For he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts.
He would what now? He would abundantly pardon. He will forgive you all your sins. If you come overtaken in a fault, you that overtaken in a fault, go to him faithfully and ask him to forgive you, he would pardon you. But a lot of people set up in church, play instruments, still engaged in this thing. They can't hardly wait. They love a beast hanging out at their house. As soon as they get there, they open the door and their lover slide in. Boom. Two men. I don't understand how a man can kiss another man. I don't understand that. I'm talking about on the lips. I can't see it. I can't see two women kissing another woman. I can't see it. They think it's all right, but God taking a look at it. And God is holding the calendar because the Bible says every word that we do, everything that we say out of our mouth, he write it down. So if you're doing something that is displeasing in the sight of Jesus, he write that down. There is no spirit that if you make up your mind that God will deliver you if you want to be delivered. Amen. But you said, like the pastor was talking about Donnie McCluckin. Donnie McCluckin said he was raped. More than one time, rape a heap of time. Donnie McCluckin got sued not long ago because he told the homosexuals. He said, you can't tell me that God won't deliver you for homosexuality. And that's the truth. They don't want to be delivered. Any homosexual that is involved with a man or woman, they want to be there. Praise God. They want to do it. Because Donnie McCluckin, he said he was in there. He was caught up in that. But he went before God. And God saved him and delivered him. And he didn't have no desire to mess around with homosexuality no more. We got a lot of people listening to the gospel, get mad at preachers that tell the truth, want to sue them. They were trying to get their homosexual as a president in there. Trump said it ain't going to happen. He said, I'm coming back in. Praise God. I can do anything I'm big enough to do because I help God people more than Jesus helped them. Did you know that? That Trump is something else. Praise God. Listen. God want you and I to seek his face while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. In other words, if you call upon the Lord, you say, Lord, I got problems. I got things in my memory. I got things I'm working with. I got things that I can't deliver me, God, for these things that I can't let go. I still deal with fleshly things. Deliver me, y'all. You said if I call upon you while you're near, you'll come. And not only that you'll come, but you'll pardon me. You will deliver me and set me free. How many people in here today want to be delivered? How many people in here want to be free? It ain't too hard, but you got to want it. I don't care how much that you have flesh in the sex in your flesh. If you want to be delivered from it, God is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless. He's able to keep you from going to bed with a man or woman. He's able to keep you from going into a cold shower. It don't work. I know it don't work. Because I was single one time before. And I had to take a cold shower. It didn't do me no good. So when I took the shower cap, dried off and all that there, I said, God, don't let one of your daughters call me tonight. Because I'm going to tell them what to do. Hallelujah. The first thing they say when you call you on the phone, hello, I'm so lonely. I said, let me tell you something. I don't care how lonely you are. You come over here tonight to my townhouse. I'm going to help you out of your loneliness state. Then came, praise God. God didn't want me to fall. I was finna fall over though now. I had made up my mind. Let me tell you something. You make up your mind, then that when you do it. I had made up my mind that I was going to fall into the devil's hand. Let me tell you something. If you be for real, God would keep you. God didn't let my phone ring. God didn't let nobody knock on my door. He didn't let nobody come to my apartment, townhouse. Nothing like that. Because he know that the devil had peeped my number. The devil will peep your number. Let me tell you something. He'll tell you what to do. I told you before, the devil know how to whistle in your ear. People tell, some women that tell big men, you're the biggest good-looking thing I've ever seen in a long time. They fool them. They fool them. Praise God. Tell women the same thing. You're the beautiful, big one I've seen in a long time. And they go to twisting in. Hi. Hello. It's real. They don't just tell a little one that, they tell a big one that too. Thank you, Lord. Why? Because they want them to fall. Want you to fall into diverse temptation. Want you to fall into sin. Thank you, Lord. Let's be real. Let's get real tonight. Devil just wanted to do what he can do to get what he can get from you. Hallelujah. You know you ain't all that. When you look in your mirror told you the fattest one in the all. Some people never tell them the same thing. Oh, you is the beautiful, oh, you the beautiful thing. Let me tell you something. When I was a young Christian coming up in Jesus, my mirror was telling me lies. I just look in my mirror all the time and turn and pose, tell him and look. I say, God, I'm gorgeous. Hallelujah. I say, I'm gorgeous. The Lord spoke to me. He said, don't get it twisted. You ain't all that. And when I looked in the mirror, seemed like I seen a different me. Why? Because the Lord was dealing with me because he didn't want me to get lifted up. Some of us are lifted up. Some of us are caught up. So much so, can nobody tell you the truth? Can I get a witness? You got to be truthful. You know that you ain't all that. You know that you shouldn't be that proud. Because he don't give it to the proud. He resists them. He give it to the humble. If you humble yourself, I don't know about some people mirror, speak to them. They show tell them all kind of things. Oh, you the good looking person? Let me tell you something. When I look in the mirror, and my face was much nicer than it is now, and I said, I know I got a pretty face. And my face broke out. I look back in the mirror and I see all kind of stuff in my face. I said, Lord, please forgive me. I'm sorry. I didn't know that I was lifted up like that. See, you can be lifted up in pride and thanking you something that you know that you're not. Hallelujah. Come on. Let me move on.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways.
So are my ways higher than your ways. So is the earth higher from the earth. Let me tell you something. In heaven. The heaven is higher. We can't lift ourselves up. We can't get in an airplane and go into the heavens. We can't get in a space rocket and go into the heaven. Because you got to train for many years before you can take that run ride. So, his ways is higher than our ways. His thought is higher than our thoughts. See, we only think about things that related to the flesh. We don't think about things that related to the Lord. Because we think about it, things that related to the flesh. And that's how we get in trouble. God's ways is higher than your ways. His thoughts is higher than your thoughts. So what you need to do is begin to think on these things. That when he said into Jeremiah, he said, I thought to do evil to you. Hallelujah. How many people know that? God get mad with you when you begin to exalt yourself. He get mad when you lift yourself up. He get mad when you look in the mirror too many times and think that you all of that. He get mad at you. Thank you, Lord. Come on, Amplify, when you really feel that much.
And my thoughts than your thoughts.
Hallelujah. My thoughts, then your thoughts. In other words, he know what you need to be thinking. Come on.
In the Amplified, seek, inquire for, and require the Lord while he may be found, claiming him by necessity and by right. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return.
Listen what the word said. Unrighteous man his thoughts. We got a lot of righteous folk thinking evil. Not thinking of the things that are lovely or good report. The things are honest. The things were pure. They're not thinking on those things. They thinking evil thoughts. How can I prove it? It's the right kind, your kind, man or woman, walk in front of you. Your thoughts changes. You say, I can do something with that. I can do something with that gorgeous body right there. What can you do with it? Hallelujah. We say that all the time. I can do something with that body. That's a good looking man I seen. That's what the women say. And that's what the men say. That's a good looking bow-legged woman I seen. Thank you, Lord. Sinning, your thoughts not right. You thinking on evil. Right then, you thinking on producing. And you got producing spirits in you. And now they raising up and trying to seduce somebody. You got to think on what is pure, honest, and what of a good report. Thank you, Lord. Stop letting the devil fool you. He said, let the righteous man forsake his ways. If you're righteous, you'll think on these things whatsoever lovely, whatsoever pure. You will be thinking on those things. So when you see your sister or your brother you won't be thinking how to get rid of him. You say, God, I want you to pray for my sister because I see her walking in great danger for trying to tempt somebody. Come on, come on.
And let him return to the Lord, and he will have love, pity, and mercy for him and to our God.
He have love, pity, and mercy for him. Let him turn unto our God. In other words, he'll have mercy on you. He'll have pity on you. A lot of us don't want no pity. We just want to step over in the wrong thing. Tell the truth. Some of y'all recently have been thinking evil, right? You can be married, have your husband or wife sleeping right by you, and still be thinking about Sue or Jim. You say, I saw Sue today. I'm going to try to, next time I see her, I'm going to try to get her number. Praise God. Let me tell you, what you going to do with the number? You say, I ain't going to put it in my phone, because my husband, he checked my phone. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to put it in cold. He don't know what cold means. He don't know what cold means. Thank you, Lord. Because a lot of husbands, when their wife put their phone down, they pick it and go through it. I don't go through my wife's phone, and my wife don't go through mine. Why? We too old to be going through phone. What are we going through them for? I'm an old man and my wife is an old woman. What are we going to be looking for? What are we looking for? Is she got a boyfriend in there? Too bad. If I see him, I say, take on. Thank you. Take on, move on. Hallelujah. And if somebody tried to take me, my wife says she'll pay him. Take him on, praise God. Here's a little souvenir. Take my trouble off my hand. Cause about a month or two you bring back. Because when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to be asking, can I have breakfast? Can I have coffee? Can I have tea? And at lunchtime, can I have lunch? Thank you, Lord. Can you wash dishes? Can you wash clothes? Hallelujah. They say, you got too many wants. You know, people don't like working now. They don't want to do no work now. No. They say, you better do your own stuff. So my wife said, they'll bring me back. See? Bring me back for the week out. Hallelujah. But then again, they might say, I'm gonna keep old Teddy. They might keep you. Hallelujah. They're going to have Jesus. I ain't going with no devil. No, sir. If it be a devil in the way, bye-bye. Bye. Thank you, Lord. And I don't want nobody chasing me around the house. And I ain't going to be chasing nobody. Now, can't you see now? I'm going to have to get up, do all that kind of stuff, just to do chasing. No, I can't do that. And then I fall asleep easy. I was watching the game the other day, and the game was watching me. When I woke up, it was in the second quarter. When I woke up, it was in the third. and they get ready to knock on the door, a winning. I said, man, I missed it, Jay. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. The enemy would mess you up. The enemy would steal your blessings. Whatever God is doing in your life right now, you need to let him keep on doing it. Don't stop and detour and try to fix it. Because you can't fix God. What he has done for you, let that be.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. It's a lot of us not pleased with our mates. A lot of us not pleased with a lot of things. And some of us don't have no mate. And say, I like to get my mate, but I'm not willing to do all the things that go with the mate. See, there's a lot of stuff you have to do. On both sides. On both sides. The pastor said one side. I don't understand where she come from. Both sides. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. She said one side. I'm saying two sides. Two. Thank you, Lord. Because the women, they clean up, they cook, they wash, they get your clothes ready, all of that. They don't like that. Some of them don't like that. Some of you get your own clothes ready. Thank you, Lord. There's a lot of stuff they don't like. But they can't receive the blessing by not doing what they're supposed to do. They need to do what they're supposed to do so they can receive the blessings. Thank you, Lord. A lot of y'all laughing, but they're real. God said, the woman is to help me. Help meet every need that we have. Thank you, Lord. That's what they are. They help me. But women taking it different now. But I tell you one thing. If they go back over the word and begin to look at the word and begin to do what God sees and get all the benefits that come with it. Amen. Being faithful. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Even women don't want to cook no more. Black women, they don't want to cook no more. A lot of them, they don't want to cook. They say, I don't cook breakfast. I don't cook dinner. I went to McDonald's and got you 4 for $5. I said, take that on back to McDonald's. Y'all laughing, but it's real. It's real. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You'll get a great reward if you do what's right. Come on, let's move on. Because y'all having a fun tonight. Hallelujah.
For he will multiply to him his abundant pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
And that's something. His thoughts and our thoughts is not the same thoughts. Like I said, we get mad a lot. Thank you, Lord. A lot of stuff has changed. I remember when my mother used to cook Christmas dinner. My mother used to cook cakes with a spoon. She didn't have a beater. She had a spoon.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.